Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dean.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Why didn't the melons get married?
I don't know. Why didn't the melons get married?
Because they cantaloupe.
Thank you. It's a good joke, and if you like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments we're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. And, yeah. So, now we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
This week, the big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life moves, our great pastor, Kate Murphy, in which our basketball team has won the championship.
The Grove basketball team. Yes. Eaton's basketball team.
And the big word of the week is stipulate, which is spelled S-T-I-P-U-L-A-T-E, which means to make an agreement or covenant to do or forbear something. Pretty much a contract.
Oh.
Have you ever stipulated something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, you ever think I made a contract? Have you?
Yeah. Signed with the New York Nets. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets.
The New York Nets. It's a new team.
Yes.
Like I said before, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. That's BRUHVSBRO at outlook.com. And you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny packs.
Never seen before.
Big posters that say, bro, versus, bro.
Extremely cool.
Solar toys.
Yeah.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And much more.
Wow.
The more you know.
So, now we're going to jump right into this week's little known Black History Facts, which we, of course, are doing for the month of January, which is Black History Month, in case you didn't know that. And, yeah. This week's little known Black History Fact is about Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley was the first published African-American female author. She was a servant who published her first poem at the age of 12 in the mid-1700s. So, what do you think of her, you know, like, having to do this with all of this,
I mean, I could write a poem at 12, but would not be that good.
Okay. plus she had many hardships, to, you know, deal with, and, yeah. So, that's why she's our well-known Black History Facts. Now we're going to jump right into this week's This or That question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's This or That is brought to us by Carolina Hoop Fest. You can go to carolinahoopfest.com and contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school. Jogging or hiking? You choose first.
Jogging?
Yes.
Okay. I choose jogging because you can get more of a workout in less time.
I choose hiking because you can go with a bunch of people. It seems funner. You can jog, you can run, you can sprint, you can walk. You can do whatever you want while hiking. You can go up a mountain. You can hike up the street.
You can jog up the street and jog up the mountain. So that's why I choose jogging. Plus, you don't have to carry a bag.
You don't have to carry a bag in hiking.
You don't have to carry a stick.
Or she just want to jog with a stick.
Well, you can.
Okay.
Now, as we get to more the end of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is it's a poem, actually. It's by Phyllis Wheatley. And it is called On Being Brought from Africa to America. It is a poem that basically describes slaves' journey from Africa to America. And it was written, 1730-something, I think I want to say. So, yeah, it's really old. But it's a good poem. Okay, and now for the final segment of this week's show. Dayton has this week's Fact of the day.
The fact of the day is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. In 1923, Egypt King Tutankhamun, or King Tut, the burial chamber of King Tutankhamun, recently unearthed, was opened in the valley of the kings near Luxor. Inside was a spacious and beautifully decorated chamber, completely occupied by an immense shrine covered with gold inlay and workmanship. Of this is truly amazing. This chamber has been undisturbed for 3,000 years, and unlike many of its ancient relics in Egypt, has not been robbed of its treasures. The historical interests of the discovery will provide many with some of the best insight of to that period in history. And it was not robbed for 3,000 years.
Okay. So, basically, it's King Tut's, you know, his, burial chamber thing? Okay.
His chamber thing.
Don't know what it's called, but, you know, it's okay. And it wasn't robbed, which you said was amazing because they robbed him all the time back then?
Yep.
And it was undisturbed.
Yes.
Until...
these people came in.
Okay. So now, as we get into the end of this week's podcast, I'm going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, P.D.
Because what we do without a therapy dog.
And this was our original music from Magic Music's Maker. And, like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Goodbye.
This is Bruh versus Bro.